Now, we are going to talk about something very special that's happening tonight. You can't go to the theater just yet, owing to the pandemic, but the theater is going to come to you. If I am right, I think we've got Scott Pavlot right here. Hello, Scott.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thank you. And I believe we also have Jeffrey Chips. Hi, Jeffrey.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. Jeff and Scott, it's nice to have you with us today. And Steel City Shakespeare is going to be having a live performance on Facebook. And Jeff, let me turn to you first. Can you talk a little bit about Steel City Shakespeare in general and how you're coping with still providing performances during the pandemic? I'm sure it's really been frustrating to not be able to present Shakespeare to people face to face.
Yeah. It's we've been around for a while. We first produced our first show in 2014. We joined up with a fiscal sponsor, New Sun Rising, in 2016, and have been producing shows fairly regularly since then. And our main objective is to engage and inspire communities through Shakespeare, through classical literature, folklore, presented through theater. We've recently teamed up with the Westview Hub. We've done a few projects and programs with them. And now since the pandemic hit, it's kind of been this kind of strange catch-22, because it forced us to not be able to perform, but also provided an opportunity to get resourceful and offer what we can. I essentially a few weeks ago asked Scott, what can we do? How can we bring some form of theater to people, and how can we be of assistance to people right now? And we kind of put our heads together and came up with this idea to offer a virtual performance of As You Like It. And we'll be broadcasting that through Facebook Live tonight. We'll be doing a Zoom conference with about 15 actors and broadcasting that through Facebook Live. And the proceeds, so we'll be putting up links to donate to the Westview Hub, and those proceeds will benefit the Westview Hub's food pantry and all the efforts that they're doing to service all of the food needs that family individuals in the North Hills area are dealing with, particularly in the pandemic right now, and with so many people out of work. So it's just kind of a nice opportunity to be able to lend our talents to a good cause in such a time. As strange as it may be, but we're really looking forward to having that opportunity tonight.
What a great idea. The fact that you'll be doing it with Zoom, so you'll be able to have sort of a multi-camera set up with all the actors in their different
yeah.
places. And I was joking last week, somebody needs to come up with a skin for Zoom, an overlay that allows it to look like the Hollywood Squares. And you can actually play tic-tac-toe with one person in the conference, or maybe two, that you can let your hair down with, and that'll keep you entertained while you play. Either that or maybe the Brady Bunch or a Gilligan's Island theme where everybody shows up inside of a little life preserver. Or no, it was the steering, the boat steering apparatus. Scott, how do you fit in to this whole venture?
So I'm the executive director of the Westview Hub, and I can give you a little background on that if you like.
I would, because I live in Avalon, which is adjacent or almost adjacent to Westview, and I'm not familiar with it, so I'd like to know more.
All right, sure. So last year we received a grant from the Ethel Verney Foundation through the Evangelical Lutheran Church of America to build the Westview Hub. And the concept, when you look at Westview, like many older communities in our area, it faces challenges, and our goal was to find a way to regain and retain the vibrancy that the community once had. And so we use the analogy of a hub. And you think of a bicycle wheel, and you think of the hub, and the spokes are what really keeps the wheel whole. And in our case, the spokes, you know, we like to think that we connect to businesses, the school district, a local, county, and state government, churches and spiritual centers, social agencies, service providers, and, of course, the residents. And when you combine these together, the result is a one-stop shop aimed at improving the quality of life within the community. You know, and one of the biggest needs we identified when we went through this process was the need for a library in Westview. Westview is a walking community, and a lot of folks don't have access to the libraries that are further out in the area. So we actually were able to get an abandoned PNC bank and convert it into a community library.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's kind of unique. We went to a Netflix prop sale, picked up the interior of a Boeing 727, and turned that into a kids' theater.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and we show documentaries and use that as kind of a connection to programs that we deliver. Sometimes we issue passports. Kids will come in, they'll see a documentary on France. We'll stamp their passport that they've gone to France, and we'll read a book and do a craft. And over the summer last year, we delivered probably about 350 programs to the community.
That's just, I'm just fascinated, the generosity of getting the bank structure and then getting this airplane interior prop from a Netflix sale where kids can pretend to be on an airplane as a theater. That is really cool to do that. Where is the library located? I'm trying to picture where that PNC branch was. Is it near the shopping center in a freestanding building?
No, it's actually on the main street of Westview, across the street from Isley's, if you recall.
Sure.
If you know where, yeah, it's in that little plaza. And it's a bank. It was originally built, I think, in the 40s, and it's been a bank for its whole existence, and PNC was the last tenant. There's an old vault in the back, and we converted that into a kid's reading room. And we retained a lot of the architectural features. The teller windows, for example, now feature computers because one of the issues in Westview is lack of access to technology. And so we put in workstations and a print center as well as free Wi-Fi, kind of like an internet cafe.
What a wonderful thing. So proceeds from tonight, the production of As You Like It by Steel City Shakespeare virtually by Facebook, are going to benefit Westview Hub, and I'm sure there'll be like a tip jar or some way that tips can be placed that way, Jeffrey. Is that how it works?
So what we'll be putting up a link. It's actually just the main Westview Hub website, www.westviewhub.org. Scroll down to the bottom of the page, and there's a PayPal link. You can click on that and donate right through there. And that's kind of the main way to donate. I don't know, Scott, if you have any. That's the one we're promoting.
Yeah, and Larry, what's making this very important at this time is, one of the things we included with the hub was a little food pantry. And on average, we were probably serving 10 to 15 within the community on a weekly basis. With the pandemic, that number is now over 200, and it's increasing every week. So there's a real need for food. We've been very blessed. We have a lot of businesses that are supporting us and providing groceries and cash donations. But it's one of those things where the need continues to outpace the donations that we receive. And so we're trying to maintain this continuity and maintain the ability to service anybody that needs food assistance. And yeah, we don't do any financial qualifications. It's just a matter of if you feel you have a need, you come down to the hub, and we'll do what we can to help you.
Well, I sure hope folks will sample As You Like It tonight, hopefully stay for the whole performance. It's a good play for families to watch, and you can relax and look at it Zoom style on Facebook. And if you go to Steel City Shakespeare on Facebook. That's where I believe you'll find a link to the performance. We just have a few seconds. It's time went by really quickly. Is there anything else, Scott or Jeff, that you'd like to mention?
Yeah, I mean, just go to that Facebook page. We'll have a link there for the live feed, 7 o'clock tonight. Our goal is $10,000. So if you can please help us reach $10,000, that would be a huge help to the community. Anything else, Scott?
No, just thank you for the opportunity to meet with your listeners and look forward to the performance tonight. It should be very interesting.
Excellent. And yeah. I hope to stop by the Hub sometime to take a look at what you've done. It sounds like you've really achieved something wonderful in Westview. It never occurred to me that there was no library right in the community. So what a great job you've done. Congratulations on that.
Well, thank you.
Thanks so much, Jeffrey Chips and Scott Pavlot, and our pleasure to have you with us.